So the question that threads through much of what we're talking about today is, when might the country start reopening? We're constantly getting new findings. Researchers in China released a report showing that people who ultimately became sick with COVID-19 might have been contagious 2 to 3 days before they showed any symptoms. We already know many with the coronavirus will never show any symptoms at all. And a study out of South Korea showed that people who'd recovered from COVID-19 became well, but soon tested positive again for some reason. All of which is making this idea of testing Americans prior to opening the economy a tricky concept. We spoke yesterday with Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, an epidemiologist at Stanford Medicine. We'll have that at herenow.org. But we wanted to share a little more today. We asked her another tricky question. One of the thoughts is, you know, people who've survived COVID-19 can go back to work. But we asked, can we assume that COVID-19 patients develop immunity?
Yeah, that's a critical question. So I work with RNA viruses myself and mucosal, that is meaning the mouth or the intestinal tract. And some of those viruses don't actually produce long-lasting immunity, or they provide immunity to you from becoming sick, but they don't prevent you from becoming infected. So for example, you might develop an antibody from being infected that will keep you from getting sick, but you might actually wind up still getting infected and shed virus. You just may not have symptoms. And so you could then be a source of infection to others. We don't know if that's the case here, although it's likely, because that's what the normal seasonal coronaviruses that cause colds can do. People can be infected and shed virus and maybe not have symptoms. We also know that the durability of the antibody is still a question. So, for example, the annual seasonal cold coronaviruses do not produce long life protection, and you can get infected over and over again. That's why those are so common. So we do need to understand that better. Many of us are setting up studies to try to understand that. And I think in the next several weeks to months, we will have a better understanding of what the degree of protection there is, if any, and how long that might last.
California is saying that restaurants might slowly open, but with fewer people inside, with waiters with masks, with disposable menus, people sitting far apart. Would you sign off on that?
You know, I think that's a good idea. We know this virus is transmitted two ways. We know that it comes from the nose and mouth, and it comes from touching surfaces where droplets have fallen. So if you can keep the environment clean and you can keep people coming in by masking those droplets, then you should be able to, with some degree of confidence, keep people from getting infected. And I think those are all good ideas.
From your expert point of view, Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, when do you think people can start going back to work, the country can start opening up?
I think by this summer, if we really work hard at developing some nice plans on a local level, really, I think the local level is critical. We can start talking about this summer having some staged return to work. I don't see a problem with that. The number of cases are falling, but we do need to have a way to track infections, to track people who are their contacts, to make sure that they are isolating properly, to give people PPE and hand hygiene capacity, to stage a staggered or distancing measures at work and for school and daycare. Mm-hmm. And if we can do all of that, I know there will probably be some small blips of infection here and there, but if we have the capacity, now that we know this virus has been around, we should be able to put that in place, and it may involve a public-private partnership or one or more of those.
And just how do you define summer? July?
It depends on when people think they're ready, but I just think sometime, you know, after May.
After May. Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, epidemiologist, infectious disease specialist at Stanford Medicine. Dr. Maldonado, thank you.
Thanks so much.
So, if you're home, do you feel safe going back to work if the government says you can by May? If not, then when? Let us know. herenow.org.